Hey, I'm Catherine Schaefer, host of Unpolished by Called. This podcast is for anyone whose faith is real, raw, and still figuring itself out. If your prayers sound more like rambling than revival, you're in the right place. So today's episode is titled Sanctified But Still Petty, and before you clutch your pearls, relax. You're safe here. Mostly. Because if we're being honest, every one of us has a tiny, unbaptized corner of our personality that still rolls its eyes, mumbles under its breath, or mutters, "Bless their heart," as code for, "That person's on my last nerve." We are saved, yes. Sanctified? Getting there. But fully surrendered? Well, that depends on the day and how many people have tested our patience before coffee. You ever notice that spiritual growth doesn't erase your sarcasm? It just gives you better timing. Like, you still think the snarky thought, but now you have the Holy Spirit whispering, "Maybe don't say that out loud." Sanctification isn't personality replacement therapy. It's more like soul rehab. You don't stop being you, you just start realizing how much of you still needs Jesus to do the heavy lifting. And if you've ever found yourself halfway through a rant, suddenly feeling convicted mid-sentence, congratulations, you're in the sanctification process. That's how you know God hasn't given up on you yet. For me, pettiness was practically a spiritual gift before I met Jesus. I could deliver sarcasm with surgical precision. If life were a roast, I'd have been the host. And then I became a Christian, and I thought all that was supposed to go away. I figured I'd turn into one of those serene believers who speak softly, smile constantly, and have inspirational mugs that say things like, "Faith over feelings." Spoiler, that didn't happen. Instead, I learned that sanctification is less about glowing in the dark and more about learning not to explode under fluorescent lighting when someone cuts you off in a Walmart parking lot. The truth, the longer I walk with God, the more I realize He's not just interested in changing what I do, He's changing how I react. Sanctification is God's long, patient project of untangling the parts of you that still act like the world owes you a comeback. And for many of us, that means learning how to shut our mouths before our mouths shut down our witness. Because being right doesn't mean we have to be rude. You can have truth and still lack tact. And I've learned that the hard way. Usually, in the middle of a conversation where the Holy Spirit taps me on the shoulder and says, "You done yet?" There's a particular brand of Christian pettiness that hides under the banner of honesty. You know what I'm talking about. That "I'm just saying" crowd, the "someone had to tell them the truth" ministry, the folks who manage to make corrections sound like condescension. I used to be one of them, proudly wielding scripture like a mic drop, until I realized that conviction and condemnation don't sound the same when you're on the receiving end. The Bible says to speak the truth in love. It doesn't say speak the truth with flair, or speak the truth so you feel superior. Love changes the tone. And sometimes, the most loving thing we can do is keep the truth between us and God until our motives are right. Now, before you think I've got this all figured out, let me confess. I still fail this test regularly. Like when someone in a group chat starts talking sideways, and I feel that holy urge to type something clever. The cursor blinks like it's daring me to sin. And 9 times out of 10, I'll draft a paragraph so sanctified it glows, then delete it because Jesus whispers, that's not the fruit of the Spirit. That's a fruit salad of pride. Sanctification, my friends, is learning to let Him backspace your attitude. You'd think being filled with the Holy Spirit would make us immune to pettiness. Nope. It just makes us more aware of how often we choose it. Like when someone posts something tone deaf on Facebook, and instead of scrolling past, you decide to subtly educate them in comment section. Or when you feel convicted about gossip, so you turn it into a prayer request. We're so creative with our disobedience, aren't we? We can baptize bitterness and call it discernment. We can justify judgment and call it concern. But at the end of the day, if your words leave people wounded, it's not ministry. It's immaturity. I once heard someone say that sanctification is a slow death to your need to be right. I hate that quote, mostly because it's true. When you're petty, you thrive on being right, on proving the point, on having the last word, on knowing you've outsmarted the other person. But sanctification humbles that instinct. It replaces pride with peace. And it's weird at first, walking away from a fight you know you could win. Everything in you screams, but I have a comeback. And the Holy Spirit just goes, you don't need one. That's when you know you're growing, when you realize the win isn't proving you're right. It's protecting your witness. There's a fine line between humor and harm, and I've crossed it more than I care to admit. I've laughed at things that weren't kind. I've made jokes that landed sharp instead of soft. I've used sarcasm as armor instead of honesty. But the good thing about conviction is that it's never too late to make it right. When God shows you the pettiness in your heart, He's not shaming you. He's freeing you. Because if your mouth is what keeps you bound, repentance is what cuts the chains. So let's talk about that quiet kind of pettiness, the internal eye roll, the imaginary argument you have in the shower, the subtle satisfaction when someone who irritated you finally gets corrected by someone else. Nobody sees it, but you know it's there. You replace scenarios, polishing your responses like an emotional PowerPoint presentation. And you justify because at least I didn't say it. But Jesus didn't just say, don't murder. He said, don't even hate. Sanctification isn't about avoiding the act. It's about letting God transform the attitude. You can smile on the outside and still be petty in your spirit. But that's where God's grace meets you. Not to condemn, but to convict. To remind you that even your thoughts are sacred space. I think one of the most powerful moments in my walk with Christ was realizing that holiness doesn't mean humorless. God's not trying to turn us into boring robots who can't laugh at ourselves. He just wants to make sure our laughter isn't at someone else's expense. Joy is holy, mockery isn't. And there's a world of difference. The Bible says in Proverbs, a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. That verse used to annoy me, but now I see the mercy in it. God gives us guardrails, not to limit us, but to keep us from driving our relationships off a cliff. The thing about sanctification is that it's sneaky. It doesn't show up like a lightning bolt. It unfolds like laundry. One layer at a time, you think you've conquered gossip, and then suddenly someone irritates you, and your old reflexes stretch their arms like, oh, we're doing this again? But the difference now is you feel it. You notice the dissonance between who you used to be and who you're becoming. That's growth. And if you're frustrated by how slow it feels, take heart. That frustration itself is proof that the spirit's at work. The people who don't care, they're not wrestling. You are. That means you're alive. And somewhere between the group chat sarcasm and the awkward apologies, you start to realize something. Holiness isn't about never being petty again. It's about catching it quicker and repenting faster. It's about learning to pause long enough for God to remind you that your words carry weight. Every sigh, every subtle shade, every I'm just saying moment, it all matters. Because your mouth was made to glorify Him, not gratify your ego. So today, just maybe today, sanctification looks like letting go of the last word. Maybe it's texting, I'm sorry, before you talk yourself out of it. Maybe it's deleting that half-written post before it undoes months of growth. Maybe it's walking your day with the quiet confidence that God's not done refining you yet. And that's okay. Because sanctified doesn't mean flawless. It means surrendered. And sometimes surrendered looks like silence. And sometimes silence isn't defeat. It's deliverance. It's choosing peace over pettiness. It's that moment you could roast someone and instead you take a sip of coffee, stare into the middle of distance, and whisper, "Not today, Satan. Not today." Because let's be honest, sometimes spiritual maturity looks less like a halo and more like biting your tongue so hard you might need stitches. That's growth. Painful, awkward, character building growth. The kind that doesn't trend on Instagram but makes heaven applaud. When you first start following Jesus, you expect fireworks. You expect transformation to feel dramatic, but most days, sanctification looks like a quiet restraint. Like not replying, like holding the line between funny and flesh. It's the decision to stay kind in conversations where you could easily be clever. I once heard someone say that maturity is learning that not everything that crosses your mind needs to cross your lips. I hate how right that is. It's wild how fast you can go from Jesus take the wheel to Jesus I got this when someone gets on your nerves. That flip from spirit-led to petty-powered is almost Olympic level. And sometimes it happens mid worship song. You'll be hands raised, eyes closed, deep in how great thou art when someone sings off key or too loud and your sanctification clock resets. It's fine, you're human, God's grace could handle your mood swings, but that's where the refining happens, in the micro moments. That tests your character, not your church attendance. I think part of the reason we struggle so much with this is because we still want control. Pettiness is how the flesh feels powerful. It's how we reassert our pride after humility feels too quiet. When you choose grace, it can feel like weakness because you don't get that instant satisfaction of the verbal win. But grace is strength with restraint. Pettiness is weakness dressed up as wit. The world claps for one. Heaven claps for the other. Here's the thing, though. God isn't surprised that you're still a little messy. He knew your personality when he called you. He knew you'd need extra editing. The sanctification process isn't God discovering your flaws. It's you discovering how patient he is. Because sanctification isn't behavior modification. It's transformation from the inside out. God doesn't just want you to act holy. He wants you to become holy. And that takes time. It takes failure. It takes learning how to stop defending the parts of you that Jesus is trying to deliver. I've noticed something funny. The longer you walk with God, the more he starts to shrink your excuses. When I was brand new to faith, I could get away with more. A snarky comment here, a passive-aggressive text there, and I'd feel that gentle nudge of conviction like, hey, let's not do that again. But now, the Holy Spirit doesn't even let me finish the sentence. It's like divine autocorrect. Before I even hit send, I feel that conviction buzz in my spirit. Delete it. It's not punishment, it's preservation. God protects us from ourselves, even from our cleverness, especially from our cleverness. There's a passage in Proverbs that says, he that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. Translation, if you can't control your reactions, you're leaving your peace undefended. Pettiness isn't harmless. It's a breach. Every sarcastic jab, every subtle dig, every eye roll prayer weakens your walls. And when your defenses are down, bitterness sneaks in, wearing the costume of humor. It's a slow leak in your spiritual foundation. You laugh at the joke, but your spirit feels small afterwards. That's how you know it wasn't funny. It was flesh. But let's not forget, God has a sense of humor too. He doesn't shame us out of our pettiness. He outgraces us. Sometimes he'll let you get caught mid-sin just to show you his mercy afterwards. You'll make that snide comment, realize instantly how wrong it was, and feel that mix of regret and ridiculousness that makes you laugh and repent at the same time. That's the holy paradox of sanctification. You're humbled, but somehow you're loved even deeper. Now, I know someone listening is thinking, but I'm just sarcastic. It's my personality. Sure, same. But the cross doesn't make exceptions for temperament. The same Jesus who saved your soul also wants to sanctify your sense of humor. Not erase it, redeem it. God isn't anti-funny, he's anti-cruel. He's not telling you to stop laughing. He's inviting you to laugh without leaving casualties. If your humor has a body count, it's not sanctified yet. You ever notice how the most convicting moments hit you when you're least expecting it? Like you're just living your life, trying to be chill, and someone that says something that exposes you? Maybe it's a sermon about forgiveness that hits a little too close to home, or someone posts a verse that lands like a holy slap, and suddenly you're arguing with God in your kitchen. You're not talking to me, right? Oh, he is. He's always talking to us about the little things, because that's where character is built, in the tiny, un-Instagrammable decisions where nobody sees you except him. And can we talk about spiritual pettiness for a second? The kind that doesn't look petty on the surface because it's camouflaged in religious language? You know, the I'm just discerning energy, or I'll pray for them, that actually means I'm judging them. We love to sound holy while acting human. But discernment without compassion is just gossip in church clothes. And prayer without love is just performance. We say, I'll pray about it. But sometimes what we mean is, I hope God convicts them before he convicts me. It's wild how easily pride can hide in prayer. You'll be praying for someone and halfway through realize that prayer is more about you being right than them being healed. I've caught myself mid-prayer saying, Lord, show them the error of their ways. And God whispers, or yours. And then I remember, oh, right. Conviction goes both ways. Here's what's freeing. Sanctification doesn't cancel your personality. It reclaims it. The same wit that used to wound can now uplift. The same honesty that used to sting can now restore. God doesn't waste any part of you. He just reassigns it. Your sarcasm can become storytelling. Your bluntness can become boldness. Your humor can become hope. The gift was never the problem. The motive was. We spend so much time trying to act sanctified when God just wants us to be sanctified. Acting sanctified looks like pretending. Being sanctified looks like repentance. One is performance, the other is posture. One says, look how far I've come. The other says, look how patient God's been. And if you've been in this faith long enough, you know that the second one hits way deeper because you can't brag about grace. It's borrowed. And maybe that's the heart of it. Being sanctified but still petty just means you're honest about your process. You're not trying to look perfect anymore. You're trying to be present. You're learning that every time you choose patience over pettiness, the heavens actually notice. You're learning that holiness isn't loud. It's quiet. It's that unposted apology, that private conviction, that whispered, Lord, help me not to say what I want to say. And heaven hears it every time. You might think nobody notices your restraint, but they do. They notice when your tone changes. They notice when you stop gossiping. They notice when you stop feeding drama. People can feel peace when it enters the room, and they can tell when it's missing. Your sanctification speaks louder than your sarcasm ever did. And for the record, you don't lose your edge when you become holy. You just stop cutting people with it. God doesn't want you dull. He wants you disciplined. There's a difference between being sharp and being spiteful. One divides, the other discerns. And when your words start healing instead of hurting, that's when you know sanctification isn't just happening to you, it's happening through you. I'll end with this. Sanctification isn't about never messing up again. It's about learning to recover faster. When you slip into pettiness, don't spiral into shame. Laugh, repent, and keep walking. God isn't keeping score. He's keeping covenant. His grace doesn't give you permission to stay petty. It gives you power to outgrow it. And honestly, that's the best news. Because if he can work with me, with my sarcasm, my stubbornness, my coffee dependency, and my Canadian politeness that disappears in traffic, he can work with anyone. So next time you feel that petty impulse rising, pause. Take a breath. Ask yourself, is this going to make me look clever or Christ-like? One brings applause, the other brings peace. Choose peace every time. Thanks for hanging out with me today, friends. This has been Unpolished But Called. I'm Catherine Schaefer, and if this episode hit home or hit your attitude, you can find more reflections, resources, and updates at CatherineSchaefer.com. And while you're there, sign up for my newsletter. You'll get first dibs on new projects, study guides, and a few behind-the-scenes laughs from this wonderfully sanctified but still petty journey we're all on. So until next time, stay humble, stay growing, and try not to clap back in the group chat. God's watching, and he has a better sense of humor than we do.